Hey, good morning, everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks Best Source. Time now for your morning update for this Wednesday, December 7th. Brought to you by River Cinema 15. Hey, make your next dinner and movie destination at the River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill, located inside the River Mall at East Grand Forks. Either dine in inside the movie memorabilia-laden restaurant, the Shire, or take your meal to the movie you'll be attending. Now, this week's feature attractions are Bones and All, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Violent Night, and Spirited. And you can find the latest showtimes on RiverCinema15.com. Hey, don't forget, Tuesdays are $5 movies all day long and $5.50 senior matinee special on Wednesday and Thursdays. River Cinema 15 has multiple theaters with luxury recliners, expanded concessions that now serve adult beverages, and is family-owned and operated, which also operates the Grand Theater in Crookston. Visit morefamilytheaters.com for their latest showtimes. Well, our weather today, wind chill advisory is in effect today. Sunny skies and cold are high today, maybe 4 degrees above. Now, we are talking wind chills between 25 and 40 below zero. If you're going to be outside, make sure you bundle up. Well, UND has received a $650,000 NASA Space Technology Research Program grant. U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer announced yesterday the grant will fund research into the development of space-based wireless communication systems. The research, which will be supervised by Ryan Adams, Department Chair of UND's School of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science, tackles the challenge of managing multiple streams of data pertaining to space travel. According to the research's description, critical space exploration applications require predictable, low-latency wireless connections, meaning connections with limited disruption. Well, former State Senate Democratic Minority Leader McLean Mack Schneider has been confirmed to serve as U.S. Attorney for North Dakota. Schneider was nominated by President Biden back in September and was just confirmed by unanimous consent in the Senate. He has a private practice in Fargo and Grand Forks. Schneider graduated from Fargo South High School, UND, and Georgetown University Law School. He will be replacing acting U.S. Attorney Jennifer Poole. Well, Minnesota lawmakers will head into the 2023 legislative session with a massive $17.6 billion projected budget surplus, the state budget agency said yesterday. Minnesota Management and Budget said in an initial statement on its website that strong collections and lower than projected spending are contributing to the surplus in the current two-year budget period, which runs through June. Now, the agency also said it expects the economic headwinds and lower expected growth for the next two-year budget period, which begins in July, will be balanced by a large leftover surplus and healthy net revenues. The agency's previous forecast, based on older economic projections, was for a record $12.1 billion surplus, including about $7 billion that the 2022 legislature was unable to agree on how to spend. Well, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish today. Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Moe is kicking out an awesome omelet today. Yeah, it's your omelet with andouille sausage, spinach, tomatoes, and cheese curds. Comes with roasted potatoes and choice of toast. All that for just $10. Yeah, check out Moe's awesome omelet or anything on the menu. You'll love it. Moe's Cafe, check it out right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, U.S. and Minnesota flags are lowered to half-staff today in honor and remembrance of those who died in the attack on Pearl Harbor and in World War II. More than 2,400 Americans were killed in the December 7th, 1941, the Japanese attack on Hawaii. 26 Minnesotans died that day. Minnesota homes and businesses are also encouraged to fly their flags at half-staff. Finally, in sports, let's kick it off with boys high school basketball. Fargo Davies 68, Grand Forks Central 42. Red River over Fargo Shanley, the final in that one, 77-65. Eastside beat East Grand Forks Sacred Heart 78-63. Girls basketball, Davies over Central 91-53. Red River beat Shanley 79-42. College hoops, Idaho beat the UND men's team 76-66 last night. Boys hockey, Red River over Fargo North in overtime 3-2. Grand Forks Central getting shut out by West Fargo Cheyenne 3-0. And East Grand Forks, speaking of shutouts, they shut out Crookston 8-0. Tonight, the NHL, Minnesota Wild at Calgary. That game's at 7 o'clock. Your NBA, Minnesota Timberwolves, they host the Indiana Pacers. Game time is 7 o'clock tonight. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. Same with an oil change. Tell you what, head on in to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Most are done within a 15, 20 minutes or something like that. They do more than that, too. Tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations, and batteries. Stop in for that oil change. You're also going to top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, your cabin air filter. If you've got a fleet, they'll give you a discount. If you're in the military, you'll get a discount. They can text and email invoices and coupons and mention Grand Forks Best Source and get $10 off your oil change. Tell you what, go there. No appointment needed. Monday through Saturday, they're open. Pick up and delivery available at Grand Forks. Find out more by going to 3325 South 38th Street or call 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Hey, we're talking Santa Village at 11 o'clock today. Lynn Roach will be in to talk about Santa Village and its brand new location. Now, if you love holiday fun, you're going to want to see this show, all right? And remember, everybody, to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hey, we're even on Twitter now. Check us out. Grand Cities, what a wonderful place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.